We need a motion for the organizational meeting, Tim, or?
Yes, this is January 6, 2009, Butler County Commissioners Meeting. This is the annual organizational meeting. We have first a resolution to designate the administrator, Tim Williams, to be appointed to serve as temporary chairman for the organization meeting of Butler County.
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Dolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
First order of business under the organizational meeting for 2009 is to elect a president for the Board of Butler County Commissioners. So if we could have a nomination in a second.
I'd like to nominate Commissioner Dixon as president for 2009.
Second.
All right. The vote would be Commissioner Furman.
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet.
Yes.
And we will abstain Commissioner Dixon.
He can't vote for himself?
Sure he can.
Sure he can. Can he?
Next, for the 2009 organizational meeting, we have the election of the vice president to serve for the Board of Butler County Commissioners. So I'll need a motion.
I'd like to nominate Commissioner Jolivet for vice president for year 2009.
Second.
Motion's been, nomination's been made and seconded. Vote, Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Jolivet abstain. Next, we have a resolution to establish regular sessions or meeting times during 2009. Albeit when we establish these meeting times, they can be subject to change by notice, in the press of changes in the meetings. Although we are designating Mondays and Thursdays at 9:30 a.m. In the commission chambers as our regular session, we can expect during 2009 to engage in nightly meetings here in the chambers for at least once a month, with those meetings to be announced. So we have a motion to establish at least a regular session for 2009 for Mondays and Thursdays each week at 9:30 a.m. at the commission chambers at 315 High Street.
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
We have a motion to dispense the detailed reading of minutes of board meetings in 2009. Minutes from the previous meetings will be submitted with each agenda, and minutes can be then adopted, in its entirety without reading. This particular motion in the organization meeting dispenses the detailed reading of minutes for board meetings during 2009.
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Next, we have an appointment to the Butler County Emergency Management Agency Board. Charles R. Furman served in that capacity during 2008 and will serve in that capacity in 2009. We're going to consider three board appointments together as with one vote. The first is the Emergency Management Board. The second is the Butler County Extension Advisory Committee, in which Commissioner Furman served on in 2008. And is offering his time for 2009 to serve on said board. And finally, the Hazardous Materials Responsive Cooperative Board during 2009. Previously, Greg Jolivet served on that board during 2008, and it's being proposed that Commissioner Jolivet serve again in 2009. So we have those three appointments to get a motion and second on, that being the EMA Board, Commissioner Furman, the Butler County Extension Advisory Board, Commissioner Furman, and then the Hazardous Materials Response Cooperative Board, Commissioner Jolivet.
I move for approval.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Need a motion to adjourn the organizational meeting?
Yes, sir.
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Make a motion we reconvene back into regular session.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Now, as we move on to regular session, you know, with congratulations and wish to turn the meeting over in capable hands to the newly elected president of the Board of Butler County Commissioners, Commissioner Don Dixon.
Thanks, Tim. Chuck, thank you for the job you did last year. just for the sake of saying it, that I don't look at the president of the board as being any different than the other members, and we all have a vote, and we all have things to add, and I think we make a good team. And so if there's anything you ever want to add or comment or whatever, there's no set protocol to do that. We're all equal here, so
thank you.
Just speak up.
Yeah. With that, I'd just like to say also thanks to Chuck for him being the president the last 2 years? 2 years, right? 1 year? Okay. You know, I thought the meetings went very well. I mean, that's the main duty of being president, is to make sure that things run smoothly. And I don't think we had any parliamentary problems at all last year, which was good. So I appreciate your being president, Chuck. And
I appreciate it. I'm honored to be part of a team, which, as Commissioner Dixon stated, I think that we work well together and accomplish a lot of things for Butler County.
Me too.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're looking forward to for another great year. Okay, do we need a minute? Do we need approval? Do we need a motion to approve the minutes?
Yes, sir.
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Tim, you want to take us through the resolutions?
For communications, for Job and Family Services, we have two resolutions to consider today. First is a child care contract with Extended Hands from February 1/09 to January 31/10. And this child care facility is located in Fairfield, Ohio, in the amount not to exceed $99,900. Second request from Job and Family Services is to establish an agreement with Dr. Oskoff Kerger, MD, from the period of January 1/09 to December 31/09 for examination and drug screening for clients, any amount not to exceed $10,000. As we move on to water and sewer requests three pieces of legislation for you to approve today. First, to award a contract for the Big Monroe Parallel Force Main to Adlita, Inc. in the amount of $1,109,404. Secondly, to approve a one-year extension to a contract with Cardinal Laboratories for analytical and sampling services. And finally, to release the one-year maintenance bond for public sewer line extensions to KRW Community Sanitary Sewer. So we move on to the engineer. The engineer has one request for you to authorize. This legislation authorized the county engineer to work with the various counties on repair, road repairs, and authorized to proceed with force count and maintenance of repair and construction of roads, bridges, and culverts in the county and with the various political subdivisions. Finally, and then next under miscellaneous, we have three requests. The first is to approve the results of public hearing to approve a name change in a portion of Liberty Fairfield Road to Lucy May Way. The second is to approve a contract and execute a contract with Harris and Leach Inc. for maintenance and service, of the Guide Slope localizer and distance measuring equipment at the Butler County Regional Airport in the amount of $12,700. And finally, is to make an amendment to the landscaping assessment at University Point to enable a company by the name of S5 LLC to pay their assessment in advance rather than over time. And then one of two payment resolutions. The first payment resolutions will be considered with communication, and that is to authorize, excuse me for a minute, 66 payments. And then that will take care of communications for a vote, and then we'll need a separate resolution for a separate payment.
We have a motion to approve the resolutions.
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
A separate resolution to approve one payment for Board of Elections.
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon abstain. No, sir. Next meeting, Thursday, January 8th, followed by the next Thursday, January 9th, are the two next meetings on the agenda.
January 9th?
January the 8th.
8th.
January 8th, excuse me.
Okay.
January 8th, 9th.
8th and 15th?
Yes. 8th and 15th.
Okay.
Does anybody have any comments from the audience? Anybody?
You from the Journal or Inquirer? Journal?
Journal.
Okay. Oh, really? January 1st, you said? Oh, well, good timing for a tax deduction. That's always nice. We'll tell them congratulations for us. Boy, girl? That'll change his outlook a little bit.
Yeah.
It was 3 o'clock.
Okay. Anybody have any other commissioners have anything to bring before the board?
I have nothing.
Issues?
This time.
Motion.
Move to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.